The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
1 in 3 British 18 to 24-year-olds said that watching porn has influenced what they find attractive in a sexual partner.
That's a good thing, right?
It probably depends on what kind of porn you're watching.
Yeah, that's true.
What Nick said.
There's a website out there, apparently. It's called...
That's porn?
Doppelbanger. Doppelbanger. And it can help you. I haven't looked it up yet. Help you search for maybe celebrities that you have a crush on.
Yes.
Or old crushes from junior high.
That look like them?
Yeah. I don't know if you have to upload an image and then they find a porn star who looks like...
That's probably it. Yeah.
I've been waiting for technology like that. I figured it was on the way.
Who kind of resembles your
crush.
Well,
we saw a couple years ago, we saw a Miley Cyrus one that looked we watched it for like a half hour saying, that's her, and it wasn't her.
But she was, I don't think
she looked a lot like her.
I don't think she was a porn star, though, or a porn actress.
She was doing porn, though.
Okay.
Yeah, we saw it.
In that moment, you are a porn actress.
Yeah.
I suppose, but she might have just been doing it for fun, not somebody who makes a living.
But it wasn't Miley Cyrus, but it looked just like her. Yeah.
But it did the trick.
Oh.
I wonder one that looked like Britney Spears.
That one, I think that's what I'm talking about. That girl, we watched it over and over again, Sam, and that looks just like her. And that's all that matters. It wasn't her, but it looked just like her.
Yeah, we had to study it.
So 1 in 3 British 18 to 24-year-olds, the younger ones, said that watching porn has influenced what they find attractive in a sexual partner. 1 in 3 respondents, not necessarily the same third,
guts,
said that they were surprised by what real sex was like after having watched porn for so long before actually doing the deed in person.
Yeah, I've warned my son about that years ago.
That might be a case of you already know what you're attracted to, and you just happen to find a woman on porn.
No, I think he means by the way they're doing stuff on.
This is people that haven't had sex yet.
Yeah, most people don't do froggy.
Or sort of.
Yeah.
Or not
the
a whole lot
time.
Of sex.
Yeah.
But even if you've...
Most of us know sex. Most of us, we had some magazines. Or did you see real porn before you had sex?
Yeah, but it was like the internet was like just coming around, so you'd have to wait for the image to
just showing up
to show up. And you'd be like, you could see the breast, and then it'd be like,
right.
Then I would just print it. It took so long that I would just print pictures off.
A lot of buffering
and hold those. Yep.
Actually, technically, I saw a porno before I actually had intercourse, but it was in theater. But I wasn't bombarded with it over and over and over again. It was one time I said, oh, this is crazy. I was excited it was going to happen someday. But what was in the video, a couple of those things have never happened.
because, the first video.
Exactly.
No matter how hard you try.
Right.
Yeah, but there's a lot more magazines. That wasn't.
But I think if kids are bombarded at a young age and they see porn on their phone and then they haven't had real sex yet, you got to tell them it's not that.
Yeah.
So of these
not the
people,
hardcore stuff you see.
Well, they can see anything.
So you've had to explain to Ryder that don't put it there.
I don't want to get into details. I don't want to get into details.
I don't want to either.
Because he's a kid in school. But I did tell him a couple years ago when I thought maybe something was on his phone. I think my wife thought something was on his phone. All I said to him, I said, listen, Ryder, whatever you see on your phone is not real life. I was being a dad.
Right. I need to have that conversation with my kid.
I mean. But, you got to trust your kids,
Mm-hmm.
You trust your kids. If you raised them right, they're going to be little horny kids. We get that. But you've got to trust your kids. But I think you tell them that porn is not what it's about. That is not going to happen. And that is not how real women are, especially at your age.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, so, these poor girls, these dudes have been seeing all these images for so long.
Right. I've heard some horror stories about guys with daughters. I really have.
25% of these British 18 to 24-year-olds said that real sex was not as enjoyable as they were expecting after having watched porn.
Yeah, well, you're fumbling in the dark as a kid, as a young person.
Yeah, I suppose they expected to be a big production.
Right.
45% of the surveyed young adults feel very embarrassed if they don't know how to perform a certain sexual act or don't know what their partner wants.
We all have been there.
I guess they don't know that you're supposed to ask.
Yeah.
You're also, but we've all done something for the first time at a certain, whatever age it was for you, and you didn't know what you were doing. You just tried it. So they're not any different than us.
64% of them pretended to enjoy sex more than they really did.
Yeah, I'm sure that was the case before porn, too.
Oh, of course it was. Yeah, I think these are universal. Yeah.
Like, the expectations are different because of all the porn.
I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
And that's sad. I'm glad I grew up when I did, when it comes to that. Now, they got some other things that are cooler than when we were kids.
Yeah.
but that's a big one.
I wish I grew up when there were cool video games.
I don't know about that.
I wish I grew up in the Madden era.
I might have played it, but I didn't. You know,
oh, I'd have been
video
good.
Games never really never excited me.
I'd have been really good.
That would replace the stamps.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. And the Star Trek. Instead of watching Star Trek, I'd run home and play the Madden game.
Probably.
For hours.
No, you just still found your geek somewhere, you know.
Well, I think that in and of itself is pretty geeky, if you're totally into video games.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think that's pretty mainstream at this point.
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah.
But if you're really into it, that is by definition kind of geeky.
Yeah, not the sports stuff. I think it's the other stuff's geeky. Kids, everybody plays Madden. Everybody plays Madden.
No, just because it's sports doesn't mean it's not geeky.
Yeah, it does. Fortnite is much geekier than Madden. Different whole group of dudes, man.
No, it's the same definition.
Yeah.
God, I love sex.
That's not going to happen. Actually, that will. You'll eventually say that.
Try to do that when she's not within earshot.
Right.
Get that out before she comes back in the room.
You can't let her hear you say that.
When you figure out that it's going to happen, make sure she can't hear you when you say that.
Right.